The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Monday, beginning of the week, meditation. And I'm very happy to be back here and sitting here in my very familiar meditation posture, which I've done so often enough that it is a kind of homecoming to sit here, to sit in this posture. And immediately when I take this posture, usually, I feel very content, this deep sense of contentment. And so I'd like to suggest that a theme that you keep for this meditation is contentment. And there's many ways of feeling contentment, many reasons for feeling contentment. And maybe there doesn't have to be many reasons. Just it's okay to just be content with the moment, content with being alive right now. Even though there might be all kinds of things elsewhere outside of this posture, outside of your meditation, which there's good cause to be discontent, but maybe they don't have to be imported. Maybe they don't have to be evoked. Maybe we can just let go of it for a few minutes and experience contentment for no reason, just to be here. Or one of the great kind of pieces of, spiritual wisdom, or maybe pop spirituality wisdom, that I'm fond of, is the idea of being content with what you have. Rather than focusing on what you don't have, sometimes the contentment can come with what you do have. And so in meditation, you might want to think that what you have that allows you to have actually a very deep contentment, not to be troubled, not to be overwhelmed by life and what's happening, no need to be critical of the situation. And that is to be content that you have a practice, content that you have a meditation practice, a mindfulness practice, a kindness practice. Content. This is good. And even if this practice we do is so valuable, it's even valuable when we do it imperfectly. When we do it, you know, a little bit. So to be content that you have this practice. And maybe this contentment can save you from the discontent that takes your mind away, spins off in thoughts and desires and aversions. That can be for later, but for now, here, content, just to be here, practicing. So to begin with sitting upright in an alert, relaxed posture. And to lower your gaze and gently close your eyes. And regardless of how you're feeling in your body sitting, meditating, whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable, take a few long, slow, deep breaths that somehow feels like it moves through the comfort or discomfort to something, a larger sense of presence, larger sense of body here. As you breathe in and fill your lungs with air. And as you exhale, a fuller experience of just letting go of everything, including concern with comfort and discomfort. Breathing in deeply and letting yourself become larger than anything that's troubling you. Exhaling and letting go. Maybe deeper inside than anything that troubles you. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And letting yourself be content with whatever way your body is breathing. There's no right way to breathe in doing mindfulness. Let it be what it is. Content that you get to breathe, however imperfectly. And as you exhale, to relax and let go of the places in your body that hold discontent. Maybe there's some of the tensions of your face could be interpreted as a discontent with how things are. And as you exhale, relax the face. And the exhale, relaxing the shoulders. Maybe there's a resistance or holding back in the shoulders that you can relax into a deeper contentment, less resistance. Softening in the chest. Softening discontent in the heart area. Letting it soften, melt, fade away on the exhale. And then softening in the belly. Perhaps the belly can be content in some deep place within, in the depths of the belly. And then sitting here, not with the idea that something has to be done or accomplished, that you need to succeed at anything, but sitting here close to whatever feeling of contentment, just content with being alive. Just being alive is enough. And out of that contentment, let there be present moment awareness, awareness of breathing. And out of present moment awareness, let there arise contentment, that these two come hand in hand. Oh, mindfulness and contentment. Content to be mindful. Mindful to be content. One breath at a time. Content you have a practice, no matter how imperfect it might seem. One inhale at a time. One exhale at a time. whatever is happening for you, maybe you can be content to breathe with it, breathe through it. Content that you can keep the breathing at the center of your attention. Instead of your concerns at the center of your attention. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to consider how contentment, being content, might make you available for the world. Discontent is a barrier to being connected to others, to the world, to listening deeply. And contentment is not a walling off or a barrier. Contentment can be a state of being available. Being available for what the needs are of others. Being available for the sufferings of the world, the joys of the world. To cry with others, to laugh with them. May it be that this practice that we do makes us available for others. Available to care for others. To be attuned to others. To be friends to others. May this practice that we do, our availability to the world, be for the welfare and happiness of everyone. May this practice spread happiness into the world. May it spread safety where there is no safety. May it spread peace where there is no peace. And may it spread freedom where there is no freedom. May all beings be happy. Thank you.